Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Ooh, I like it when they make me laugh.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them makes me happy.
On Live 101.5.
It's another staycation morning, a mess. Listen, we got Renee on the line. Renee thinks her boyfriend might be cheating on her because, Renee, he told you that you left your pajamas at his place. But you had to let him know those weren't your pajamas.
Yeah. My boyfriend, Sean, and I, we don't live together, but I do stay over at his place a lot more than he stays at mine.
Okay.
I do keep some things there, but for the most part, I still take a bag because I keep my, I have to have my things when I go back home.
Yeah.
So the other day, he texted me telling me I forgot my pajamas, and I'm like, Okay, first of all, I don't really wear pajamas. I just kind of wear, like, shorts and a baggy t-shirt.
Hello.
So I'm like, hey, send me a picture of them. So I get this picture and it's like some sexy pajama set where it's like almost like lingerie.
I'm familiar.
And I'm like thinking, okay, yeah, I don't think those are mine.
Oh,
fact,
no. Wait, do you hit him back right away and say like, those aren't mine?
Yep, I sure did. And he's trying to convince me that they are mine. I mean, gaslight me, basically.
Yeah. You obviously know what pajamas are yours or not.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know what you own.
Yeah, that's weird. No, they're yours. I'm positive. You wore them Tuesday, remember?
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, that's awkward. Is this a serious relationship with them? Because obviously you guys stay at each other's place.
Yeah, we're definitely, exclusive, so.
Okay. Well, so you thought.
Yeah, I mean, we're serious. I mean, I thought we were.
Right. Okay. I don't think we have to ask anymore. I think we have all we need. Sienna, what are we going to do?
All right. So we're going to call him up and I'm going to offer him that free romantic stay. I'm going to ask him who he wants to bring and I'm going to hope he says your name.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Renee, do you suspect anybody, like any coworkers, any friend, any exes that we should be aware of a certain name that might come up?
No, I can't think of anybody.
Okay. Well, we'll find out together. We're going to call your boyfriend up right now. We're going to call Sean up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Let's see who he puts on this reservation. Here we go, y'all.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Sean?
I'm not interested.
I just wanted to let you know before you hang up, I'm actually with the Aurora Hotel. My name's Salinas, and you're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm sorry, I still don't believe you. Would you mind? I need to get back to work.
I totally understand the hesitation. I wouldn't want you to miss out on this offer. What if we put you in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package? Would you give me a moment of your time?
If you're not going to put a bill on the end, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, so the great thing about this, it's complimentary on the Aurora Hotel, so you wouldn't have to spend a dime. We just want to treat you for a weekend.
Okay. Well, what's the catch?
All right, so there actually isn't a catch. Like I said, it's complimentary on the Aurora Hotel, and we would love to get this set up for you. So with this free romantic stay, we actually write a sweet or saucy note to your guest of honor. It's just a nice little touch we do here. So I can give you a moment to think about that.
Do you mind if I send a saucy note?
No, we encourage that. We love a good saucy note here.
All right, so the note could say, what position do you want to try tonight?
Oh, Sean, that is very saucy.
I'm sorry, but she'll get it. She'll get it.
Oh, no judgment here. Let me write that down for you. Now that I have that saucy note written down for you, the most important question here is who would you like to bring?
Her name is Gracie.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Renee.
You liar?
Wait, what?
Yeah, so Sean, legally, we got to let you know you're actually live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess.
Wait.
Yeah. Your girlfriend Renee is on the line with us.
What's happening?
I needed to know if you were cheating on me after your little slip-up. Tell me I left my pajamas at your house. They're obviously not mine, so I guess they belong to Gracie?
I told you they were yours. I don't know why you asked.
They're still yours, I swear.
They are. They are hers.
Dude, how about you f***ing explain yourself?
Look, do we have to do this in front of these strangers? This is embarrassing. Yes. This isn't...
Yeah. No. Yeah, isn't it? Well, you deserve to be embarrassed. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
I'm not letting you off the hook that easily.
Let them know, Renee.
You literally snitched on yourself, you f***ing dumb ass. And I feel so stupid.
She's not wrong. That part.
I had no idea. I'm sick to my stomach right now. You're f***ing disgusting.
Pregnant.
You have no f***ing shame.
No.
So, obviously, you got caught up, Sean. I mean, she's right. You snitched on yourself. I mean, you saw PJ's there, and if you knew you were cheating on your lady, the possibility it could have been the other girl, so you're an idiot. And she knows if her PJ's or not. And third of more, you literally put another girl's name for the sexy little staycation. You're obviously caught.
I mean, she puts my stuff on the radio. What do you want me to do?
You should be, like, maybe a little sorry.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now you're just trying to make me look like the bad guy on live radio so everyone can feel better for you, so you can get the pity points.
You just got caught cheating. No one is going to feel bad for you, you piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Tell him, Renee.
Can you hang up on him? He obviously doesn't care.
Right. Sean, you there?
Yes.
I just want to make sure to hang up on you. Hold on. I feel dumb when I ask how are you feeling because I can't imagine, but where are we at?
Well, I tried to prepare myself because, I mean, those weren't my pajamas, but still, it's like unbelievable. Like, I just did not see it coming. I mean, I thought we were, I guess we were on two totally different pages in this relationship.
Well, he did you a favor by snitching on himself. So now you're good. You're a free woman, single woman. You know who else is single?
Joey?
That's right. I almost forgot I was single.
Wait, yeah, me too.
We both just...
that wasn't what I was getting at.
I am single. Stop trying to promote JD single now, man.
I'm not promoting.
I've been single
anything.
Longer.
I've been single longer. This guy.
Renee.
Yeah.
Would you rather go to eat at a Puerto Rican cuisine or Cracker Barrel?
Why are we doing this?
Oh, my God.
Why are we doing this?
Good morning.
The Valley's favorite way to wake up.
I love the morning show.
The best morning soundtrack.
Go!
It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.